Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 21 of Jonah. Today's title is God Relented. John Phillips wrote, "God does not change, but he gives warnings so that men will have the opportunity to change. His immutable holiness demands that sin be punished. His equally immutable love and justice demand that the repentant sinner be forgiven. This forgiveness was extended to Nineveh." Our text today is Jonah 3:10. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. The verb relented, found in Jonah 3:10, is the Hebrew word nacham. By definition, this word means to have compassion or to be moved with sorrow. When Scripture says that God relented, it does not mean that God changed his mind. God never changes. He consistently judges evil and constantly rewards repentance. God is persistent when it comes to showing compassion and extending mercy. So to say God relented means God is relentless in forgiving people when they repent, even the Ninevites. The Ninevites were Israel's archenemies. As the capital city of the Assyrian nation, Nineveh represented the beliefs of the Assyrians as a whole, and the Ninevite culture was rampant with sexual immorality, lewd idolatry, and the worst imaginable wickedness. Well known for their brutality towards those conquered in battle, the Assyrians had battled against the kingdom of Israel several times by the time Jonah was called to deliver God's message. The Assyrians were used as God's judgment against Israel. The more Israel turned away from God, the more God allowed Assyria to inflict pain on his people and conquer their land in an effort to turn their hearts back to him. So, when Jonah was called to preach against Nineveh, he was called to preach against his sworn enemy. What would you do if someone cruelly killed some of your family, took all your possessions away, and then made you into their slave? Would you hope and pray for their repentance? Or would you look forward to the judgment they would face before God? How would you react if God forgave them? But despite all that Syria had done, when they repented of their evil ways, God did the unthinkable. He relented. God chose to show mercy, to forgive the undeserving, and to abstain from bringing disaster upon them. The story of God's mercy towards Nineveh is the gospel. Jesus didn't die to save nice, perfect people. Jesus died for evil, idolatrous sinners. Who God is has never changed. His longing for a relationship and his choice to forgive and rescue those who repent have forever been his desires. Our God is just, but he is also merciful. May the story of Nineveh serve to remind us that no one is ever too far gone to be redeemed by God. And may Jonah serve to remind us that the same compassion God shows towards us must be shown towards others, even our worst enemies. No one has sinned too much for God's mercy if they repent and humbly return to him. What is amazing is that nowhere in Jonah's message was there an offer of forgiveness. Yet God moved in Nineveh. People repented, and God spared them. Jesus referred to God's salvation of Nineveh when the scribes and Pharisees asked him for a sign that he was the Messiah. Matthew 12:41 reads, "The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Pastor Greg Laurie shares the following words about Jesus' statement. The people of Nineveh didn't have the message that we have today. They didn't hear that God loved them so much that he sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and pay for their sins. They didn't hear that if you put your faith in Jesus, you can know that when you die, you'll go to heaven. And they didn't know that forgiveness could be given and received instantaneously if a person would believe. But God saved the Ninevites when they repented, because it's in God's righteous character to save. Here are some questions to consider today. how does Jesus' relentless pursuit to save and his unconditional love for people make him the perfect Savior? Why is it easier for us to see the sin in the lives of our enemies than it is for us to recognize the same sin in our lives? How can we balance our righteous anger against evil with maintaining a gracious and loving attitude towards repentant sinners? How significant is it that Jesus said in Matthew 12:41, "Something greater than Jonah is here"? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for sending something greater than Jonah. Thank you for the salvation that you offer us through your death and resurrection. I pray that today we would live fully into that salvation by seeking not just your justifying grace, but your sanctifying grace, that we might be holy as you are holy. In Christ's name, amen.